KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, the weather forecast is calling for a wind chill advisory until noon, otherwise partly cloudy today, a high of 22, winds south at 10 to 20, wind chills as low as 25 degrees below zero until things start to warm up a little more, partly cloudy to cloudy tonight with a low of 18. Well, Shift ATL, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, will host their first Shift Network meeting, happy hour of 2022, on February 3rd at the Telegraph Building on East 4th Street in Atlantic. The event will be a come-and-go style from 5 until 6:30 p.m. with appetizers and refreshments, featuring free samples from Council Bluffs Full-Fledged Brewing Company. The event is open to all current Shift Network members, those that are interested in joining, or just learning more about who Shift ATL is and what benefits Shift Network can provide. Shift ATL President Jesse Shields says, "We're excited that we're able to bring in a brewery for this evening to do a sampling at our event, as we have heard over and over again how great it would be to have a brewery in our community." Shields says, "You never know where one successful evening could lead in the future, so we hope to do more Shift Network events like this on February 3rd throughout the coming year." The organization is excited also to share their plan for 2022 and beyond with those in attendance. Shift Network membership starts at $100 per year and is a group of community-minded people interested in the economic development of Atlantic. If you're unable to attend but would like to join Shift Network or to get updates, please email shiftatlantic@gmail.com. or visit shiftatl.com/join. For more information about Shift ATL or the Shift Network, you can also visit their Facebook page. Well, Shift ATL also reports they're hosting a prom dress pop-up event on February 5th and March 5th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. each day. The events are an opportunity for area teens to shop for a dress to wear to their upcoming prom. All dresses available can be purchased at a free will donation shopping experience. Patrons can pay for what they are able to or what would like to, and any monetary donations received from this shopping experience will be donated to the Atlantic High School's After Prom Committee. There will also be a limited number of free hair appointments that shoppers can sign up for during each shopping day, February and March. Their appointment sign-ups will be on a first-come, first-served basis and are available only for proms held on April 9th, which includes Atlantic's prom. Shift ATL is also currently accepting dress donations for this event. The dresses should be in gently used condition, free from visible stains or wear and tear, and they do not need to be steamed or pressed. Those dress donations can be made through January 28th by dropping them off at the Atlantic Chamber office on North Chestnut Street or contacting shiftatlantic@gmail.com or Mallory Robinson by calling 712-249-1985 for them to pick up your dress. The Noble Initiative Foundation in Griswold was recently awarded a child care grant. The mission of the Noble Initiative Foundation is to impact families in Griswold and the surrounding communities by providing a quality child care center, support for a strong school system, an increasing in local workforce, and affordable housing. The first step in this mission, they say, is to build a child development center that will provide year-round child care, including full-time, part-time, drop-in, and before and after-school care. The center will be located south of the Griswold School and will be designed to accommodate 4 child care rooms for children ranging from 6 weeks to 4 years of age, including a separate area for before and after school care. The Noble Initiative Foundation was recently awarded $486,725. Last week, Governor Kim Reynolds awarded nearly $37 million in total in child care grants to projects that will create nearly 5,200 new child care slots across Iowa. The money will fund 108 innovative projects in 72 Iowa communities, and it'll be matched by another $9.7 million in private investment that has been generated through community-based partnerships to alleviate a local child care need. I have a dozen centers in Guthrie, Montgomery, and Union counties were recently awarded grants. Those child care centers include the Exploration Learning Station expansion project in Stewart, which was awarded $58,874 to add a secondary location and 36 additional slots for children at the facility. Little Panther Daycare in Panora was awarded $230,610 for a 1,440 square foot addition to their current facility. It'll increase overall capacity by 15 children. Panorama Daycare Center in Panora partnership project was awarded $450,000 to create the Panorama Daycare Center LLC and the purchase and renovation of an existing building into a licensed child care center. When at maximum capacity, there will be an additional 80 daycare openings in Panora. Little Charger Early Learning Center in Guthrie Center was awarded nearly $450,000. The facility is the only licensed daycare provider in Guthrie Center and is currently licensed for 30 children within the building and 15 children at the school for before and after school care. Funding will support work on a new building on an adjacent property and increasing capacity from 45 to 77 and allow for a before and after school program within the building. The Stanton Child Resource Center in Stanton was awarded nearly $490,000 to expand all current classrooms, add a sick room, and enhanced security. And Matura Corporation in Creston was awarded $250,000 for a 14,000 square foot child care facility to serve the entire county of 12,500 people. That facility would replace the aging and undersized child care facility with a new structure located in Northwest Creston. And the new facility will house 13 classrooms for infancy and up, which will also facilitate the establishment of Early Head Start in Union County. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.